Villette by Charlotte Bronte. My godmother lived in a handsome house in the clean and ancient town of Breton. Her husband's family had been residents there for generations, and bore indeed the name of their birthplace. When I was a girl, I went to Breton about twice a year, and well I liked the visit. One child in a household of grown people is usually very much made of, and in a quiet way I was a good deal noticed by Mrs. Breton, who'd been left a widow with one son before I knew her, her husband, a physician, having died while she was yet a young and handsome woman. She was not young, as I remember her, but she was still handsome, tall and well made. In the autumn of one year I was staying at Breton, my godmother having come in person to claim me of the kinsfolk with whom was at that time fixed my permanent residence. I believe she then plainly saw events coming, whose very shadow I scarce guessed, yet of which the faint suspicion sufficed to impart unsettled sadness, and made me glad to change scene and society. One day a letter was received, of which the contents evidently caused Mrs. Breton surprise and some concern. I thought at first it was from home, and trembled, expecting I knew not what disastrous communication. To me, however, no reference was made, and the cloud seemed to pass. The next day, on my return from a long walk, I found, as I entered my bedroom,